Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
So, Mike, thanks so much for joining us today. Can you tell our listeners a bit about who you are and what you do?
Sure. I am the president and co-founder of MCA, also known as Mike Collins and Associates. My late wife and I founded the business together in 1987, so we're in our 33rd year of business. It was a long time for an IT company.
Can you talk a bit about how your company is a family-friendly and flexible workplace?
Absolutely. You know, when Karen and I started the company back in 87, I had worked for several larger firms and you know, big corporations, some small businesses, and I always felt like there was a better way to do it. She and I both did, where the family really mattered. It was more than just lip service that it really mattered. So when we started our company in 87, that was paramount for us, not only for my personal family to make sure that I could take care of them, but that I had the flexibility to do the things that I felt were important for a dad and a husband to be able to do with a family. So we've moved that into our own business. We've always had a philosophy at MCA to take care of the important things first and then the urgent things. Our thought is if we take care of those important things, we won't have near as many urgent matters that come up. For me, the most important thing there is relationships with my family and with those people that are around me. So we've made it a top priority to make sure we have an environment that is welcoming, that is friendly, and that we actually put in deed the words of being family friendly and taking care of the family.
Beyond the family friendly and flexible workplace policies, what other community work does MCA do, and how do you feel like your company makes a difference in the world?
We're very involved in our community in a lot of different ways. One way is there's a nonprofit called Until There Is a Cure. And teal is the color for ovarian cancer. And I lost Karen to ovarian cancer 4.5 years ago. Once she was diagnosed in 2011, we started realizing that there is no, the research funds are very limited for ovarian. Although 22,000 women will get ovarian cancer this year, over 15,000 will die of it. So in 2012, when we got back from the Mayo Clinic, we went to the Mayo Clinic for 10 months while she was treated. When we got back, we started this foundation called Until There's a Cure, playing it's UNTEAL, playing on the color teal. And since that time, and Karen and I started with a real passion that, so in order to provide hope for an ovarian cancer patient, they needed to feel like there was work going on to find a cure or find a better therapeutic or find a better way to treat this.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.